Proclamation number 6512 of 29th of March, 1956. Way to the cross over Golgotha. The way to the cross must be walked irrevocably, for it alone leads you to the gate of everlasting life. The way to the cross is the way of love and suffering. It is the way to Jesus Christ. It is the way to Golgotha. Jesus Christ himself walked it for you, yet you must follow him and take upon yourselves everything that is given to you. But if you seriously want to take the path to the cross, to him, the divine Redeemer, then he will surely walk by your side, for he takes everyone who wants to come to him by the hand and helps him if he weakens. You must take the path via Golgotha if you want to reach the gate of everlasting life. You must visualize all the sufferings and pains of the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ and tell yourselves that he bore them for you. You must, as it were, accompany him in thought on this path and stay with him until the hour of his death. His suffering must be your suffering, so that it strikes your heart and causes the love in you to flare up into bright embers. You must want to suffer with him in the knowledge that it is your sins for which he suffered and died on the cross. And thus you will also participate in his act of salvation and become living confessors of his name. No one can attain everlasting life who does not tackle with this greatest spiritual experience, with a deed that is unparalleled. No one can be redeemed who has not yet mentally experienced the act of salvation himself, who has not once taken the path to the cross in order to now quietly join Jesus on the way to the cross and stay with him until his death. Time and again you humans must call to mind this process, and your love for him, who suffered and died for you on the cross, will become ever deeper. Walking this way to the cross to him and with him is indispensable, for only then will you enter into the great mystery of God's incarnation and his act of salvation. Only then will you realize what the man Jesus has done for you, and only then will you become true followers of Jesus, because you are urged by love for him, because you no longer want to leave his side, because then you will also be willing to bear the greatest suffering in order to participate in his act of salvation. The events of Jesus' crucifixion must not just remain words for you, you must make them come alive in you, you must immerse in the immense suffering he bore and therefore often take the path to the cross in your thoughts. And the cross will become a shining one for you which points to the gate of everlasting life. Only then will you be able to represent his name vividly, only then will you be able to speak of redemption yourselves, only then will your soul be touched by the divine Redeemer's greater than great love, but then it will never ever let go of him. 29th of the 3rd, 1956, and then it will be able to enter the kingdom of light at his side after its earthly demise, because its path led by Golgotha. And it will be granted indescribable bliss, for it has now awakened to true life, it has conquered death thanks to him who died for it. Jesus Christ's act of salvation is of such a great significance that his death on the cross must be remembered time and again and with all fervor, that the human being should time and again visualize his life and death in order to penetrate into the mystery of his act of love. For the more he becomes aware of Jesus' act of love, the more his love for him flares up, and love now pushes him to the cross of its own accord. Love also takes upon itself the suffering of a walk to the cross, Love is prepared for anything in order to utilize Jesus Christ's sacrifice and, as it were, to take part in it itself. For love sacrifices itself. Amen.